In 24 hours, Putin and China will change everything. Yes, tomorrow, a BRICS lightning bolt will shock the Western hegemony that's been ruling the world for decades. The Western media is totally ignoring the story, by the way, because they don't want to admit what's about to happen. Goldman Sachs, though, understands it, and they believe that by the year 2050, the BRICS nations will dominate the global economy. So on Tuesday, yes, tomorrow, the BRICS summit officially kicks off in South Africa. This is the first face-to-face BRICS summit since the start of COVID, and we are about to witness a rebalancing of the world order. The agenda items at this summit are massive. The currency, yes, a new currency, trade, military cooperation, AI, microchips, oil, all of it, infrastructure, rail lines, shipping. This is a big, big deal. And the United States, I guess, didn't get an invitation. The British didn't get an invitation. Germany isn't welcome. Is the game over for the Western hegemony? Well, the writing is on the wall. Now, for those of you that don't know, BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And it started out small over a decade ago, and now it's become the greatest threat to Western power that we've ever seen. And I'm not talking about military power here, which we'll get to in a second. I'm actually talking about economic power, oil power, computer power, trade power, the greatest weapons of all, not those bombs. Now, the top of the agenda is the United States dollar, squarely in the crosshairs. Here's how Foreign Policy magazine headlines this moment. A BRICS currency could shake the dollar's dominance. The de-dollarization moment might finally be here. Really? Is it true? After all, talk of getting rid of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency goes back to the 1960s. Here's the New York Times. In 1968, talking about France trying to separate itself from the U.S. dollar. Yes, French President Charles de Gaulle versus Lyndon Johnson. That's how old this is. That's how far back this goes. This isn't new at all. But now we are at a tipping point. Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, says that every night he asks himself why all of these countries have to base their trade on the U.S. dollar. Can you imagine every night before going to bed, that's the thought that you have? Well, he does. Well, now they don't. A gold-backed currency that stands as the backbone of a new BRICS currency is being rolled out in earnest. Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa, trading oil, computer chips, minerals, and settling those transactions in a reserve currency that has nothing to do with the U.S. dollar. All of the previous meetings of these BRICS nations have been leading up to this moment in South Africa. Just look at the trade between the BRICS nations. There's a massive financial surplus. The BRICS nations have a trade surplus. Brazil just hit a record trade surplus. So why would they want to settle these transactions with US dollars? Doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, Europe's trade deficit has hit a new record, nearly $500 billion trade deficit. Which side would you rather be on? Of course, this isn't happening overnight, and there are big impediments to a BRICS currency. The biggest issue right now is that if Russia wants to import things from other countries that are not named China, they'll likely have to settle it in US dollars if they want to import those items. But what if more countries want to join BRICS and ditch the US dollar? Then there's safety in numbers, and the number of people you're doing imports from are part of your BRICS conglomerate. In fact, other countries are noticing and beginning to join. At this summit, Russia and China are expected to approve the new applications of a bunch of new countries into BRICS. Algeria, Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, just to name a few. They've all submitted requests for membership to be a part of BRICS. And the Turkish government has expressed an interest in joining the group. Those are just a few of the names. But wrap your heads around this one. More than 40 other countries are now vying to join BRICS. 40. BRICS now accounts for 31% of global GDP. And just a few months ago, they overtook the United States and the G7 nations for GDP dominance. Goldman Sachs, once again, won't have to wait until 2050. It's already happening. Beyond a gold-backed currency and moving away from the US dollar, one of the biggest stories of this summit in South Africa is AI. Generative AI. It's one of their top agenda items. They're holding many meetings on AI this week in South Africa. BRICS wants to dominate AI. And who do you think will be the leader of the AI revolution? China. China announced that it wants to become the global leader in AI by the year 2030. They made this very public pronouncement. And I don't know if you know anything about China, but they are a communist country. And when a communist country makes a public pledge like this, it's all about prestige. So they must make it happen to save face. Yeah, there's no, we missed our target. They have to make it happen. Surprisingly, this was already well known in Washington, D.C., at the Pentagon, in fact. A major threat to America, China becoming the dominant player in AI. In fact, an Air Force cybersecurity whistleblower warned the Pentagon 2 years ago, said that we must make AI a priority or China will crush us. Here he is. His name is Nicholas Chalin. He warned everyone. No one listened to him. He saw what was happening, and because no one paid attention, he quit in protest. He quit because he thought it was impossible for the United States to compete with China on AI. In this article, he says, quote, "We have no competing fighting chance against China in 15 to 20 years. Right now, it's already a done deal. It's already over, in my opinion," he said. Chalin went on to say that the AI capabilities and cyber defenses of some government departments were at the kindergarten level, he said. Kindergarten. He recently said that China has kids as young as 7 years old starting on learning AI and machine learning. 7 years old. He says the United States doesn't stand a chance unless it doesn't get its act together. Let me repeat what he just said. Whoever leads in AI will rule the planet, he said. The BRICS nations, getting rid of the US dollar as a reserve currency, build a new trade and military security and infrastructure alliance, and dominating world's AI. Europe and the United States are shaking in their boots, and they should be. This week in South Africa is going to be a game changer, and we'll be watching it very closely here on this show.